the bloodied face of a Palestinian girl who was injured during Israel's bombing of Gaza looks out from the front page of the Irish Daily Mirror. Laura Colgan reports that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, speaking in New York, has urged the United States to stop selling weapons to Israel as its latest attacks on Gaza killed 11 people. The Irish Times lead story comes from Lebanon. Sally Hayden in Beirut reports that Israel said it would continue to carry out airstrikes against Hezbollah. At least 569 people have been killed since Monday, she writes, including 50 children and 94 women. The massively escalated Israeli bombardment of Lebanon is taking an indiscriminate toll of non-combatants, says the Times editorial writer. The Irish Independent, in an editorial comment, says that Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rebuffed every appeal for restraint that US President Joe Biden has made to date. Unless maximum pressure is put on Israel to pull back from the brink, full-scale war looks inevitable, says the paper. The Independent's main front page story is about housing in Ireland. John Burns reports that construction work has not yet started on over 50,000 apartments that have planning permission in Dublin. Figures published by the four local authorities in the area show that building apartments in Dublin has largely become commercially unfeasible, as construction costs are now higher than what buyers are willing to pay. 50,000 homes ready to go, but no one wants to build them, says the headline. The Irish Examiner reports that there has been a surge in cases of migrant workers being exploited, forced to work without breaks or days off, and expected to put in weeks of 70 hours or more. The Migrant Rights Centre Ireland said its caseload of exploited workers had doubled in the space of a year. The centre was commenting after the Workplace Relations Commission found that a migrant employee at a Kerry food outlet went 48 days without a break. He was awarded €23,000 for gross breaches of his employment rights, Owen English reports. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a report that the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, is being sidestepped, and around €6 million in funding for roads is being found, funds which the Green Minister had refused to sanction. Mr. Ryan told the paper that if funding for more roads meant putting an array of ambitious public transport plans across the country on the back burner, it would be a terrible choice for Ireland. The Irish Daily Star's main story is about the still unfinished National Children's Hospital. Kids Hospital shambles, says a headline, over a report that the opposition has blasted the coalition about it. Fury is the word in the Belfast Telegraph's lead headline. Fury about loyalists' attempt to halt an Irish language school. The school is planned for East Belfast, but the Loyalist Communities Council has told the Minister for Education that the school has no meaningful support from the local unionist and loyalist population. There has been a cross-community backlash, says the Telegraph. Sinn Féin MP John Finucane said it was outrageous that a group which includes representatives of loyalist gangs are attempting to influence decisions about our children's future. The former Ulster Unionist leader Doug Beattie queried how the LCC felt threatened by a nursery, a primary school and a soft play area. The Irish language film Kneecap has been tipped to win an Oscar by one of the stars of the TV series Succession, Sandra Mallon reports in The Star. In a column in The Times, Michael Harding says he was wary about going to see Kneecap because he expected the glorification of IRA violence and a weaponising of the Irish language. But instead he found the film to be exciting and sort of beautiful. I left the cinema, he says, feeling that the movie was an eloquent celebration of life in the aftermath of war.